So I'm going to share something with you from day 21 in our attention intention. And the heading on the day, it's page 59, and it's choice of identity. I think that's a very interesting phrase, choice of identity. So that right off the get-go says that we have a choice as to how we want to live and who we want to live. So, and the scripture says, yet I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. So that is probably, not probably, that is the choice of a lifetime, right? Do I choose? Can I say that, yet I live, yet I'm alive, it is no longer I, but Christ who's living in me? That's a choice. So anyway, I'm going to read and then just share with you what the Holy Spirit has put on my heart. And I just pray, I hope that this resonates with you. So, Father Thomas Keating's words, we are summoned into the presence of God by the fact of our birth. We are invited into the presence of God by the fact of our birth. But we become present to God only by our consent. Isn't that is a very powerful statement. And I love how he puts things, but we are summoned, we are invited into the presence of God by the fact of our birth. Some of us have been baptized as babies, some as adults, but by the fact of our birth, okay, you're born into this human family, whatever your culture is, family inheritance, but we become present to God only by our consent, by our surrender. And that's the beauty of centering prayer, right? Because it prepares us. It's like, okay, we've chosen to answer that invitation. Yes, we want to come in, but then how? And centering prayer is us responding, yes, I consent. Yes, I surrender. And then he continues that as our faculties and capacities to relate gradually develop and unfold, the capacity to enter into relationship with God increases. So as our faculties and our capacities, our abilities, right? Our faculties, our spiritual, our intellect, psychological, as our faculties and capacities to relate gradually to God, right? To relate gradually, they develop and they unfold. It's like, okay, this awakening happens little by little. The capacity to enter into relationship with God then increases. Each new depth of presence requires a new consent. Each new depth of presence, each new moment, every moment of awakening, every aha moment, every time we say, yes, Lord, every time we turn in prayer, every time we release that which is binding us, every time, each new depth of presence requires a new consent, and each new awakening to God changes our relationship to ourselves and to everyone and everything else. So as we say yes and deepen this consent, this desire to be in relationship, which is to say to live in the presence of the Holy, with each new desire, we, and each new awakening, we are awakening to God and we're changing our relationship to God, to ourselves, and to everyone and everything else. And then he says, growth in faith is growth in the right perception of all reality. This is big. Growth in faith. So as we deepen our connection with God, as we continue to move toward God, to open up, to awaken, to turn in prayer, it grows our faith. We say, okay, not my will, Lord, but your will. That act of submission right there grows your faith, grows my faith. Growth in faith is growth in the right perception of all reality. What is the right perception? Growth in faith is growth in that that Christ-like nature. It's growth in the right perception of reality. The eyes of Christ, as Paul said to us, like that we can have the eyes of Christ, the mind of Christ, that we are all part of the body of Christ, that we can have that right perception, that Christ perception of reality, not our false perception, not our wounded perception, our addicted perception, our dysfunctional perception, our codependent perception, whatever it might be, our cultural perception, our political perception, our whatever we are bound by that we think is right. As we grow in this, in the depth of our relationship with God, as we continue one new consent after another, continue this awakening experience, as it grows our faith, and as we grow in faith, we grow in our Christ perception of reality. And that wounded perception, that limited perception, that victim perception diminishes more and more and more with each consent. And so the practice on this page 59, it says, from centering prayer, we take the disposition of consent and intend to bring it into ordinary life. We consent to the moment-to-moment revelation of our destiny, desiring only to be in the presence, the holy presence, the Christ presence. So when we enter in centering prayer, from that, as we go through our prayer and we come out of it, we take this disposition, this willingness to consent, and then we intend to live this disposition of consent into our ordinary lives, moment by moment, day by day. And then we intentionally consent to the moment by moment revelation of our true destiny, our Christ destiny, the destiny to follow Jesus, to take on the mind, the eyes, the heart, the body, the being, the spirit of Christ, desiring only to be in his presence. I leave you with that. God bless you. God bring you peace, now and always. Through Christ, in Christ, and with Christ, we say yes. We consent. Let it be so. Let it be now and always. Amen. Peace be with you, dear one. Pray with you soon.